Hey there, you. Remember me? No, don't pretend that you don't. Or maybe you just don't recognize me. And I'll admit, I'm not made up quite the same as I was the last time I bumped into you. Me in these boring old civvies now, with only the lightest touch of makeup. And still nothing? Well, why don't you be a gentleman and put your bag on the floor so I can sit down? I know this driver. He drives the bus like Furiosa. Now, do you honestly not remember me? No? Or are we still just pretending so we can avoid an unpleasant conversation here? Because, if I haven't made it clear enough, I'll state it plain and simple for you now. There's no avoiding this conversation. I think I see a glimmer in those eyes of knowing exactly who you're talking to. Did you start reverse engineering what I just said a moment ago? Did you start adding makeup? Maybe dress me up in your mind's eye with something a little more visually appealing than a pair of blah jeans and a boring old t-shirt? Well, are you picturing me with a shit ton of eyeshadow and eyeliner? Maybe some ruby red lips and very shiny gloss? What about a simple skimpy club dress? All black and just meant to be torn every which way? No. Would a cherry red collar maybe jog that memory? Nor some matching cuffs binding my wrists behind my back? Oh, come on now. How often are you out at a bar with your girlfriend when a whole fucking film crew bursts in with one smoking hot chick being let in by another on a fucking dog leash? Yeah, it's about time to drop this whole playing dumb act. You definitely remember me. You remember me walking into that bar with a ball gag in my mouth. You remember my co-star tugging me along, announcing to anyone and everyone exactly what the score was. We're here to shoot a porno. This here is a free use slut. Anyone who wants to sign a release and have at her is more than welcome to. Just look at you now. I'm so flustered. Is because I have you pinned in against that window? Because you seemed so annoyed with me that night, back when you were free to move around and fuck off right when I tried to make nice with you? Remember? My co-star tugging me straight along the bar from the front door, getting about halfway down before pausing, right where you were standing by the tap. When she stopped me in my tracks and then presented me to you, first among all, and said, "How about it, fella? Want a piece of this?" And you just scowled and fucked right off. But your girlfriend? Her eyes lit right on up. I couldn't really see by that point. How far did you get before you realized that she hadn't fucked off with you? That she was still standing right where she had been, only now, with her lips sucking this nip right here, right in front of everyone. Oh, don't worry. She didn't move that fast. Not really. I just like to imagine you stalking off just long enough to only glance back then, at that moment, after she had already stared into my eyes for a hot minute with absolute wonder. After that moment, when all thoughts of "this can't be real" finally faded from her mind. Once she realized that this was definitely for real and she could do anything she wanted with me. Did you make it that far before you noticed she wasn't with you? I don't know. My eyes were on her. Once that look of wonder faded, once those pupils sharpened into deadly little points, she yanked that dress right down and popped this titty out toot sweet, my friend. And it felt so good. I didn't really expect that. I mean, the guys, yeah, sure. And honestly, I thought more of them would have followed us into that back room. You know, I only had to take 4 measly cocks that night. I was almost disappointed. No, scratch that. I was disappointed. Because I really didn't think that any girls would jump on the chance to have their way with me. A bunch of loser guys? Yeah, sure. Of course. But her? An absolute beauty who was absolutely all about it. I thought all the fine girls would be shying away just in case it was a video that their daddy would end up watching. But then you. You killjoy. You marched right back up and snagged her away from me. Talk about a self-righteous prude. Because you know what? You and I both know she never has been, and never will be, your girlfriend. You just wish she was. I'm right, aren't I? You're stuck in the friend zone. Nor are you even there anymore, Did you maybe get banished? I bet you did. Even though you thought you were protecting her best interests. Even though you thought you were being such a good friend. I bet she didn't appreciate the way you grabbed her by the arm and jerked her away from me so you could march her out the door like she was just some simple schoolgirl who couldn't think for herself. I bet the two of you had a huge fight in the street. Or no, let me rephrase that. I bet she gave you a good talking down to, right there in the middle of the street, for everyone to hear. Oh, because I can tell when someone's shit-faced drunk. I can tell when someone's way beyond the point of consent. And she? She wasn't anywhere near it. The crew and I had a whole code of winks and blinks for me to let them know when they needed to peel someone off of me. And yeah, sure, she was amazed at first. But she knew exactly what she was doing. She knew exactly what the opportunity afforded her. Not like you. Nor maybe not again. Let me rephrase that. You knew exactly the opportunity that was afforded to you that night. You just didn't have the balls to seize it. But I bet you've been thinking about it every night since. I bet you beat yourself off to it every night, imagining what might have been if you had only. Here, let me see if I'm right. Oh my, just what I thought. This isn't a somewhat curious semi I feel under my hand. This is a rock solid hard-on. This is a cock that's been stroked again and again to thoughts of me. Me and her. Poor baby. Are the two of you even talking these days? I bet not. I bet she's still more than a little bit angry. I bet, as much as you thought you were doing the right thing by her that night, you now live in a constant state of fucking dismay and regret that you were ever such the sober-minded gentleman. That's okay. It's okay. This is your compensation prize. Me, stroking you off right here and right now through your pants. I'm gonna take you all the way, sugar, and then you're just gonna sit there and take it. See, you know it's what you want. I wonder what you would have gotten up to if she hadn't come with you that night. Because it's not like the two of you were going out. It's not like you had anyone to remain faithful to. Tell me, sugar, if she wasn't there, if it had just been you and your bros, would I already be so well acquainted with this cock of yours by now? No, don't think about that. You didn't know we were going to show up that night. You didn't know that you really shouldn't have made plans with anyone but her. That isn't anything for you to regret. No, what you should regret is failing to take her lead. Poor sugar. Can you even imagine what you might be doing with her right now? This very minute, if you only had. You know, she would have seen you in a whole new light, say, if instead of coming back and grabbing her by the arm to drag her away, you had maybe come back and, I don't know, maybe bunched her up by the hair and made her really dig into this titty. I told you I have an eye for folks who are way beyond the point of consent. And my co-star? The girl who was playing my doll that night? She is a very good friend of mine. She knows my type exactly. Both guys and girls. And the two of you matched up perfectly. At least, physically. Obviously, you fall pretty short of what I'm looking for in a guy mentally, and what she must be looking for, too. Just imagine it, sugar. If you had only manned up in Carpe Diem, that whole scene we shot would have been just the two of you doing anything you liked with me, instead of those four small-dicked losers who were at least sensible enough to recognize the prize that was dropped into their lap that night. Oh, I'm sorry. Is this your stop? You're really thinking you're getting off? Well, in a way, you're right. You are getting off. Which means you're just going to sit here and take this handjob I'm giving you through your pants. You, sugar, are going to ride this route all the way back round to where you first got on. And then you're going to make a mad dash back to whatever hovel you crawled from, just hoping that no one sees the sticky mess I'm gonna make of you before you have a chance to switch pants. Now, where were we? Oh, yes, you and her and what might have been. You know, that whole scene we shot could have been just the three of us, right? My co-star didn't pause at the two of you for no reason. It's because the two of you would have been perfect. More perfect than we could have realized with all that history between you two. Just imagine the three of us. Just the three of us in that party room. Well, the three of us plus the crew, obviously. But regardless, the three of us on that couch. You, balls deep in this pussy. Her, with this tongue all the way up inside of hers. And the two of you, leaning into each other for that first kiss. Right above my head while I just munched on her cunt. It could have been such a magical moment. It could have been for real. Alas. Oh. Poor baby. You already knew all that was true. But now I'm only hammering it home, aren't I? Yeah, I'm hammering that home. Plus your cock. Oh my. And here it comes. Here you come. That's it. Let it come. Shoot that right inside the inside of these pans. That's it. Good boy. Aww. You know, when a guy gets off that quick, That just means you've been pushing all the buttons that he's been pushing, all on his own. Anyway, I hope you've learned your lesson. I hope you've learned to seize those opportunities that come but once in life. You'll never have the same again. Not with me, anyway. But maybe if she gives you another chance, if she lets you back into her life, you'll have one with her. Although, I'll tell you what, I take this route this day each week. So, if you somehow manage to get back into her good graces, if you're able to convince her that you found a way to make up to her for ruining all her fun that night, well, maybe the buses will align and be on time for once. And maybe the two of you will get on board and find a seat on an empty bus like this. And maybe, at the next stop, I'll climb aboard. And I'll dress up in a way that'll make sure she recognizes me. And maybe, just maybe, the three of us can have some fun. And maybe, just maybe, the two of you will forge that bond that you so clearly want so much. Anyways, that last stop was mine, so I'm going to get off here and walk my way back. You just have fun riding this bus all the way back around and really think about what I've said, okay? I know you will. So, who knows? Maybe I'll see the two of you next week. In the meantime, bye-bye for now.